As you know, we're still in the Easter season. You know this by the first reading. We're still in the Acts of the Apostles. And the church is growing. The church is growing. That's a glorious thing. It's because of the efforts of all those who have come to believe in Jesus Christ. And it's the gatherings on the first day of the week, Sunday, which is what we celebrate. And the reason for it is that's the day of the week that Jesus rose from the dead, the resurrection. It is because of their prayers and fasting and their dedication to Jesus Christ, the church was growing. It's important for us to keep that in mind, because this world wants nothing more than to keep us depressed and negative about everything. Now, I'm not excusing anything that's been wrong in the church, and I'm talking throughout its whole history, not just recent history. But God is with us. He said it. And in today's gospel, the proclamation is from John's gospel. It is referred to as the farewell discourse, is what we're into right now. And Judas left. That's how it starts. And it's because, speaking of starting, Jesus knew that that was the starting of his end. Judas leaving. Jesus knew that he was only going to have a short amount of time left with his disciples. And he gives them a new command to love one another as he is loved. What kind of love is that? That's what it comes down to. It's a love that's not this warm and fuzzy feeling thing. Or as my old professor, Dr. Bonnie Thurston, when I was at Wheeling Jesuit at the time, said there was a difference between love and love. Of course, that was the 80s. But it's a matter of true, authentic love. It's unconditional love. It is love that is selfless. It is one that thinks good for all and hopes good for all. As it's also said, it is the willing of the good of other as other, with nothing in it for me. Because when you think of your favorite sin, there's something in it for you. That's what sin really is. In one word, selfish. Selfish. What's in it for me? That's really sin. I think I've said it before where Father Michael Schmitz, has said the definition of sin, God, I know what you want. I don't care. I want what I want. That's what it comes down to. But Jesus says, people will know that you are followers of me by love. How's that working out for everybody? Have we perfected that yet? I know I've got a long way to go. And I'd like to think I'm the only one, but I have a feeling some are struggling. Because we're to love everyone. Because you know what's going to be happening with Jesus being nailed to that cross. He loved those who did that unconditionally. That's what we're called to. How do we do that? Work on bettering ourselves, healing the relationship that we have with our God by going to the sacrament of penance, a matter of reconciling ourselves with God and to community, to work towards loving others with nothing to do with us, or there's nothing in it for us. So a good starting point would perhaps be with those that you love on this earth the greatest. A spouse, a friend, a mother, a child, and take it up a notch. Without it being anything that benefits you, but the willing the good of that person for themselves. Starting out with those that we love the most, which should be the easiest or the least challenging. Until we get to those that we have difficulties with, deal with that as you can. Speak to God. Seek God's guidance, the Holy Spirit that dwells within you, within us, so that we may love as Jesus wanted us to. So that out there in the world, they know who we are by our love.